Well, it is a beer commercial, but boy, what a Canadian statement that is. It's Joe Canada, Joe Canadian, the beer commercial. And on the phone is, a nice, shiny, new Canadian. Congratulations, Scott.
Thanks a lot there, Doc. Yeah, that was a great Canadian commercial from Canadian Beer. It's just a classic. So yeah, last week, after 21 years here in Kelowna, I took the Canadian citizenship oath. There's 47 other new Canadians there, and they represented over 24 different countries. I mean, you can say that it was a real international social event. A couple of the highlights of that, what I want to go on over, is that we had local dignitaries there, of course, federal, provincial, and local representation. On behalf of Sharon Shepherd, we had our Kelowna social media superstar, Kevin Craig. He got up there and he talked about his own tale of coming from Ireland and what it meant to him to become a Canadian also, and what Canada had to offer as a country. I think he played up on his Irish accent a lot, I do believe. But he spoke very eloquently and better more than I am at the moment. And he had a great message for Canadians as well, you know, whether you're new or whether you're born here, and about how great Canada is. The other highlight was I got back home and I fired up my Twitter account and found an overwhelming amount of congratulations from people all over the world that I've met via social media circles over the last few years.
Now, I want to cut you off right there because you sort of mentioned Kevin Craig. Maybe talk played up his accent a little bit. Did you too?
I don't think anybody understands me when I first came on over, and now I just hopefully people can understand what I'm saying a little bit. It's interesting when I talk to people back in the UK or who listen to this radio show, because I do record it and it's it's put up onto my Let's Talk Social website. It's funny, they also say that they can't understand me anymore as well because of my strong Canadian accent. So it's kind of funny. I think I'm in no man's land as it is now.
Okay, I want to get back to the agenda here because you want to make a list of some pretty significant Canadians, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Canadians who are making a difference on social media and using it. So a few people, icons, organizations that are using social media for some interesting things. So I wanted to point them out as a true Canadian and go out there and share those. You mentioned him last week. You brought him on up. He's number one out there right now, and that's Justin Bieber.
Oh, I know, and I have the applicant, the Firefox extension that blocks him out from the internet. And the guy,
a lot of people have. I mean, that just shows how big this guy is on out there. Is that, you know, big companies like Facebook are putting, Firefox are putting on applications to stream on out how much coverage he is getting online. I mean, it's not just his songs and stuff like that. He is doing an awesome job through social media. He has a big team behind him, but he does do a lot of his own social media. He is on out there tweeting via his iPhone. So he is doing it himself, and he's doing a good job, and I think that he's out there being publicly aware and doing a good thing for Canada.
Justin Bieber was made by Facebook, right out of the blue. That's the way it came. That's where we all got to know him from, is Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, right across the board, huge. Who else is on your list?
Next, believe it or not, Stephen Harper. Yes, folks, frailly Canadian, he's on Twitter. And he has a healthy following of Twitter followers. He also does his own tweets. He doesn't do many of them. He's at 249 at this time, but he definitely understands and demonstrates that he gets social media. My favorite is from him. U.S. Ambassador Jacobson delivered 2 cases of beer to 24 Sussex today to settle the Olympic hockey bet. And there's a picture of him doing that. I think that's fantastic.
That's amazing.
He also used YouTube. Last month, he was one of the people who actually understood YouTube and invited people to submit questions that he would answer live via a streaming feed. And that got an impressive 240,000 views. And we discussed that a little bit with Jessica and how politicians are using social media. So Stephen Harper is definitely doing a good job and understanding and spreading Canadian love, I suppose, around the world.
And it's not just people. There are some pretty good organizations that are using it to their advantage as well.
Yeah, exactly. Got pointed on out at the ceremony to those 47 Canadians that not that long ago, a group of Canadians, Panting Best, Colette McLeod, from Toronto University, 1921, responsible for saving countless numbers of lives through the discovery of insulin. Mm-hmm. And the Canadian Diabetes Association continues to do incredible work, and they are using social media platforms to the best to increase their awareness and also fundraise. It's worth going to their Flickr account just to see photographs that people have uploaded at events, and you get a great feeling of Canadian patriotism and community caring. So do follow them, Canadian Diabetes Association.
And next, number four,
David Suzuki. He has a foundation behind him. He doesn't do as much himself, but I know the host of CBC's The Nature of Things, author of 30 books, David Suzuki. I mean, he's a Vancouverite. He's mixing education with entertainment, and he's passionate about the environment. We've all heard about him. He's a environmental guru, and to many generations of Canadians. And probably his Facebook account is the best one to follow. So Facebook, David Suzuki, there's some awesome profile pictures of David from way back and over the events of what he's been doing. CBC News. We talked about this a little bit last week, me and you.
You're killing me.
No, I'm not killing you. I was sort of saying, we talked last week that people were thinking that social media is all new, and this, you know, the old media is, the mainstream media is dead. It's not. We talked about it last week that most of the social media still seems to come from these mainstream media's forms. CBC did a great job, I think, during the Olympics. They did incredible coverage, and I was in England at the time, and they did a great amount of coverage from CBC, and they did a really good job. So they're continuing, and they're working hard to, you know, get out of the slumps, I think, against social media, and get out there and do some stuff. So, yeah, CBC is on that list of Canadians who are doing a good job.
I would have to fundamentally disagree with you just because they're a competitor.
You guys are doing a good job, but if I had said that as well, I'd just add it to our Kelowna local list as well, all right?
Okay.
I've got one of those coming next week, maybe.
All right. Hey, that's going to wrap things up for us. We completely run out of time, which is unfortunate because there's a fair amount to go here. If somebody wants to see the rest of your list, where do they find it?
You can go to letstalksocial.com, same as this show, and there's a list of good 10 people that I've put on there, a few other companies and a few other people that I've added to that list, and they can go and follow and see the reasons why I chose them as top Canadian social media people.
We've only got halfway through the list, and there's a heck of a lot more reading to go. Thank you very much for all the effort. Let's Talk Social is the website. Scott Davis is the guy, and congratulations on your citizenship.